chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Bellalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Money Pit is presented by DAP Spray Texture and Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. It's a busy week across America, almost Halloween. Halloween is like the one holiday of the year that people spend more money in decorating than I think even Christmas, right, Leslie?
I'm going to say the same.
Let me exclude your house from it, okay?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You have the brightest decorations on the block when it comes to Christmas holiday. But certainly Halloween, folks really go crazy for that. I mean, we certainly did when we had kids. And then I guess as the kids get older, it becomes like, I'll put out the pumpkin and maybe the corn, but that's about it.
No, scarier, more scary when the kids are gone. I don't know if you saw this Party City. You know, like last year it was that big 12-foot tall skeleton from the Home Depot. Party City put out one this year that's like 7 feet tall by 12 feet wide that looks like it's only from like the rib cage up, and it looks like it's crawling out of your ground. And there's like all kinds of posts on social media where people have it like in the pool or in the, like, it's awesome and I want it, but I couldn't figure out where to store it. So I didn't get it.
Well, we got a great show planned for you folks. As the weather gets colder, we all spend a lot more time indoors. And when it comes to carpets, they get funky faster, right? So we're going to share a recipe for a do-it-yourself carpet cleaner that can refresh your rugs. And the best part is you probably have everything you need to get it done right now.
All right, I love that. Nobody likes a funky carpet. Also ahead, fall is an amazing season for all those beautiful colors and lots of just fun seasonal activities, but it's also the start of fire season. So we're going to highlight fire prevention risks that you haven't thought of and give you some tips to eliminate them today.
And fall's also the start of the busy season for plumbers. Yep, that's right. With all that holiday cooking and cleanup, your pipes suffer the consequences. So we're going to share some tips on how you can avoid a very costly emergency call to a plumber a little later in the show.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. So are you dreaming about a project that you'd like to tackle? Well, if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help. So give us a call. Let us know what you are working on.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Kathy in California, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
In our rental, we have a big wall of brick where the fireplace is, and it's a dark corner, and I was wondering if we would be able to paint that brick without a whole lot of trouble to brighten it up in that corner.
You can paint it, but you better be sure it's what you want to do, right, Leslie?
Yeah. I mean, painting brick is it's kind of irreversible. Once you put the paint on, because the brick is so porous, it's just going to get sucked into like every little interior nook and cranny of that brick. So should you ever decide that you would like it to be brick again, it's a lot of stripping and sandblasting. It's a big to-do. So you want to make sure that that's something you really want to do. I mean, if it's like just the ugliest brick ever, I get it.
Well, it's the only way to lighten up that area that I can think of.
It's like a corner?
It's like a corner of the living room, but it's one wall of the living room. It's the whole wall right up next to the sliding glass door. So all the way over to the sliding glass door is all brick from floor to ceiling.
Have you thought about putting mirrors, like an assorted group of mirrors, or adding a different light fixture? I mean, there are ways that you can brighten the space with decoration.
I hadn't thought of the mirrors. That might be a good idea.
I mean, if you do like a cute cluster, almost like a little gallery grouping of different size and shape mirrors and mixing metals and, you know, doing something really purposeful and fun and creating a moment, like, that's a great way to do it.
There's no electrical in the ceiling.
You don't need electrical in the ceiling. There are plenty of pendant lamps that plug into an outlet that you can use, a swag. Is that what it's called? Swag?
Yeah. It's
so called
swag.
Right?
Yeah.
Swag.
Yeah, I think so.
You can do something like that, and there are really great ways to do that. You plug in a light fixture, and then suddenly you have a beautiful, like, mini chandelier or something. There are so many. If you look online for decorative light fixture with a plug-in, like with a plug, you'll find so many.
Okay.
And then make sure you can get one of those things that looks like a scrunchie that you wrap over the electrical cord itself so it hides just the wiring. And, I mean, it's really easy to do.
All right, I'll think on those lines. That's easier than painting.
There's even sconces that are plug-in. So you can create like a whole little gallery thing with mirrors and plug-in sconces and really brighten up that space.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
James and George is on the line with a new home that's coming with a stinky scent. Tell us what's going on.
Just got a home that had obviously been smoked in, not only cigarettes, but cigars from the previous owner.
Oh, yuck.
And yeah, and it is horrible, you know, and, you know, made my teenager just kind of sick even being in there. So, you know, I was going to do a slight remodel before we moved in anyway. I mean, I knew maybe pull the carpet out, but other than that, I'm kind of at a loss. I didn't know, will painting help? Should I clean the ductwork? Or I'm just kind of really at a loss on maybe what I could do to get rid of the smell.
The problem is that smoke gets into everything. So are we talking about the entire house here, or is it just one room?
Oh, no, it's the entire house.
So in order to really clean out that smell, you would have to pull the carpet. I mean, you could have it clean, but I suspect that it, you know, there's still going to be some residual. And then once you pull the carpet, then you have to paint the subfloor underneath the carpet.
Cause yeah, you got to let that odor in.
Soaks in, yeah. So you need to use like a primer quality paint to seal in that smoke odor. You need to do the same thing with the walls and ceilings. They have to be washed and then reprimed. And, of course, you got to get rid of any drapes or any other fabrics that are around.
Well, even wallpaper.
Yeah, that's a good point. Even wallpaper can soak it in.
Yeah, I noticed there was wallpaper in a couple of the rooms.
Yeah, and that all. So I think you're just going to have to tackle it, one step at a time. But basically, the smoke gets into everything, and you have to pull out those materials and seal underneath them in order to try to clear it.
Okay. And do you guys have any recommendations? Is there any way, like, to clean the ductwork or anything? I just didn't want to spend a bunch of money on all the rest of it, and it just gets kicked back in.
The ductwork may just be dusty. I don't know that that's going to be the biggest problem. I think you're going to find that most of this odor is not so much the ductwork, because the ductwork is metal. You know, it doesn't really soak in stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're going to find most of this is going to be in the drywall and in the subfloor and in the carpet and in those surfaces. And that's why they have to be cleaned and primed and then repainted.
Something like with a sealer primer?
Yeah, I would recommend that you use like an oil-based primer for this, because it really does a good job of sealing in whatever's underneath it. And that will be all you need at the subfloor. You can carpet back over that or put whatever flooring down you want over that. But for the walls, you can go ahead and prime them in, and then you could do a top layer of paint over that. But you got to do that first. I would use a solvent-based or oil-based primer for it, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, guys. I greatly appreciate you taking
the time. Yes, you're very welcome. Sorry that happened to you, and good luck with that project.
Thanks so much for joining us here on this episode of The Money Pit. We are coming to you from the Angie Studios. With Angie, it's never been easier to connect with skilled local professionals to get all your home projects done well. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, carpet cleaning can be a real hassle, but doing a quick carpet refresh is not. We're going to share a DIY recipe that you can make from ingredients you probably already have around when the Money Pit returns.
Bobby Britt.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you can catch new episodes of the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday by going to moneypit.com/podcast.
Now we've got Holly in Ohio on the line who's got a question about a cracked floor. What's going on?
Yes, our basement has some cracks in it. And when we get a heavy rain, the floor seems to change color. Now, we have a dehumidifier down there, and if we leave it running, it'll go away, you know, eventually. But wondering, does that mean that there's moisture coming up from the ground? Is there any way we can stop that?
So if your floor is changing color, it's getting damp, and concrete is very hydroscopic, which means it absorbs moisture very, very easily. And the fact that this is happening, though, after heavy rains is good news because that means it's an easy fix. The moisture, even though it may appear to be sort of coming up from the ground, as you say, is really not coming up as much as it is collecting at the foundation perimeter and then pressing down and under that slab and through the wall. So the solution here is to keep moisture away from the outside walls that make up the basement. And the way you do that is twofold. Number one, the easiest and clearly the most effective way to stop water infiltration is to make sure you have a properly installed gutter system. And that means
the gutters have to be there, A, they have to be clean, B, and C, the downspouts must be extended at least 4 to 6 feet away from the house if you have a condition like this. Because most of the time when installers put in downspouts, they turn them out a few inches at the bottom, put in a concrete block, and call it a day. And all that water that shoots off the roof, and even if the gutters are clean, it's going to collect in that corner, and then it'll just soak in along the foundation. So you need to manage the exterior water and make sure it's moved away from your house. And the second thing is, if the gutter system is clean and perfect, as I've just described, then what you can do is you can regrade the foundation perimeter to make sure that the soil around it slopes away. You want to avoid, you know, any type of border that holds water against the house. And if you manage the outside water in that way, you will find a dramatic reduction or complete elimination of the stains that you're seeing now on that floor.
Oh, great. Now, how would we know how far the gutter goes out? Do you have to dig it up, you know, to find that?
Well, no, it should be visible. The downspout should come down, and you should see it turn out at an elbow at the bottom. Usually it's put on something called a splash block. But that only goes out a couple of feet.
I mean, sometimes they are buried in the ground right next to the foundation. You'll see the downspout sort of disappear into the dirt. And then usually there's a place where it exits.
Yeah, or not, which is trouble either way. So, yeah, I'd like to see that water coming out. And I'll tell you what, if you just kind of want to prove, like sort of prove the concept, what you could do is just go to a home center, buy, you know, a bunch of 6 or 8 foot pieces of leader material, attach it to the end of those downspouts, let it lay on your grass, you know, throw a stone over the end of it so it doesn't move around, and watch it. And if you find that all of a sudden you've got a dry basement, well, you've just figured out what's going on. Now you can think about ways to make it a little bit more attractive, you know what I mean? But you could just try it by attaching those downspouts to the end of that elbow and moving that water completely away from the foundation and seeing what the result is. It's a really simple and effective experiment that I'm confident will show you what's going on with this moisture problem.
All right, great. That sounds good.
All right, Holly, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
Well, as the weather gets colder, we're spending a lot more time indoors. And when it comes to carpets, that can create its own cleaning challenges. You know, they get funky pretty fast. And once in a while, wouldn't it be nice if you could freshen up without the hassle of a full carpet cleaning? Well, using baking soda, salt, dried mint leaves, and lavender, you can make a quick natural carpet deodorizer to refresh the scent of your home. Here's a step-by-step guide.
Now, first, you want to gather the ingredients, the baking soda, the salt, and either the dried mint leaves or lavender buds. And then mix them up. You want to combine about 2 cups of baking soda with a 1/2 cup of salt. The baking soda will help neutralize the odors, while the salt helps to enhance the deodorizing effect. You mix the two ingredients together thoroughly, and then add those dried mint leaves or the lavender buds, and mix and stir the whole concoction. You're going to need about 1/4 to 1/2 cup of the herbs. You can adjust that to your preference. They both add a very pleasant scent, but they also enhance the deodorizing effect.
All right, now once that mix is ready, you want to vacuum your carpet to remove most of the dirt, then sprinkle the mixture evenly across the carpet. You can use a fine mesh strainer or a sifter. That's going to help you distribute it more evenly and avoid some clumps. And you want to pay special attention to the areas with strong odors or those high traffic areas. Now, once you put it on, you want to let it sit. Leave that baking soda, salt, and dried herb mixture on that carpet for about 20 to 30 minutes at least. You could do it more if you want. This gives it the time to absorb the odors and then freshen up the carpet fibers. Then you simply just vacuum your carpet thoroughly, and you want to make sure to go over the entire area to remove all the baking soda, the salt, those dried herbs. And with that, that funk is going to be gone and replaced with a beautiful, fresh, pleasant scent.
I love this recipe because if you're having company or something like that, it's a really easy way to give carpet a fresh scent, a refresh that's natural without the hassles of moving furniture and all this other stuff.
Bob in Rhode Island's on the line is having some mystery electrical issues at their house. What's going on?
I gutted the whole house out and rewired. I had an electrician come in and rewire the whole house. And he finished up, and I'm putting the plug covers on, and I plugged something in, and it didn't work. So I plugged another plug. It didn't work. I went to another one. It didn't work. So I called him back. He came over, and he said, there must be a plug buried somewhere. There's got to be an outlet buried underneath a new plaster. My question is, how can I find it?
So this guy did all this wiring work, and he missed the fact that he put in a whole bunch of outlets that had no power?
Yeah, can you imagine he didn't test the power when he was
done? No, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. This guy did not do his job, and he should be able to track this down for you.
Oh, yeah, he started tracking it, but he wanted to be paid for tracking it.
So he wanted to be paid for missing
it. Pay me more for my mistake.
Yeah. Yeah, he wanted more money.
Then you paid him for the rest of the work already.
Yeah, absolutely. I paid him for everything.
No, well, it's not right. I mean, it's going to be difficult for you to track this down without specialized tools, I'll tell you that. It's kind of a matter of just taking each circuit and starting at the panel and then following the wires up to see where they go and trying to figure out where the disconnect is.
Yeah, I think it's a little more complicated than that, because as I looked when he was explaining to me how he wired, I think it's pretty odd. He wired like a T, come up with the live, and he went from one box and then went left and then also went right from the same power source. I mean, that's kind of weird. Even being an amateur, I would do that.
Yeah. You might want to try tracking it from the socket's back. You may have better luck trying to figure out where the disconnect is. It sounds like he didn't hook something up, though. If he rewired these outlets and didn't figure out that they weren't hot to begin with, that's a real problem.
Oh, no, he didn't rewire. We rewired the whole house. I took out all the wire in the house.
You took all the wire in the house out?
Oh, yeah, he started from scratch. It's all brand new wire.
Well, how is it possible he missed this? That's what I'm not getting.
Neither
am I. So when he went in to do the wiring, were the walls open? Did you pull the drywall out, or what was the case?
Oh, yeah, they gutted it. I totally ripped everything up. Picture, just imagine an old house without any...
Wow. So this guy goes in, he wires the whole house, you put the drywall in, he comes back in to hook everything up, and he's got a bunch of outlets that have no power. This is his problem, okay?
Yeah.
So this is his problem. You shouldn't be paying him twice. He screwed this up, and he needs to come back and fix it. Or you're going to have to sue him or file a complaint against his license.
Or all of the above.
This is his problem. This guy is incompetent, and you shouldn't be paying him to fix his blunders. You paid him to wire the whole house. He obviously blew it.
And an electrician is the last one you want doing, like, shortcuts and not great work.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I was shocked when he expected to be paid the day he spent troubleshooting it.
Yeah, and he spent a day troubleshooting and still hasn't figured it out?
Correct. He had his hand out. I said, what are you kidding me? I got to pay you for not doing it right?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's your option. Now, if you don't want him to come back, then the other thing you could do is hire a different electrician, but then you're going to have to go after him for the costs.
Right, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sorry that happened to you, but that's where you're at, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. That's nuts.
I know I messed up, but...
But I'd like to be paid for my mistakes. Is that okay? Ridiculous.
Now we've got Janice in Kansas on the line who's got a question about grout. What can we do for you today?
I had installed a porcelain tile. It's a heavy-duty tile. So I used epoxy grout on the floor and all throughout the shower, the floors, the ceiling, the walls. And what I'm wondering is, do I need to seal it? If I need to seal it, what kind of sealer should I use on an epoxy grout?
I don't think you need to seal epoxy grout because the epoxy is going to prevent things from soaking into it. It's really the sand grouts that we want to seal.
Well, I've already noticed some discoloration in it. It was white grout, and it's already sort of a brownish tint.
Oh, is that right? That's probably water stains.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's mineral salts that dry out. So try to wipe it down with a white vinegar solution, white vinegar and water. That might clear it up.
Was that a good choice to use epoxy, do you think?
I think so, yeah. Absolutely. For a bathroom, perfect location for that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have a good day now.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today. Up next, fall marks the start of fire season. We're going to highlight the hazards you're probably overlooking when the Money Pit continues after this. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself.
Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to nanowrimo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hey, it's Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road, and we're excited to celebrate our fourth anniversary here at Laux Landscape Supply. So October 20th through the 29th is your chance to save big on products like 50-pound Dimension Pre-Emergent, on sale for $32.99 a bag, or our popular Garden Power Soil for only $51.99 a yard. Great timing to put in sod, and it's on sale as low as 71 cents a square foot. Or how about the new Mocha Lava Rock, reduced to $79.99 a yard? Building a patio or walkway? Artisan Slate Paper are on sale for $3.99 a square foot. Ranger Pro Concentrate in a 2.5-gallon jug is only $79.99, and even cheaper if you buy two. These are just a few of the items you'll find on sale at Laux Landscape Supply October 20th through the 29th at the corner of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com, or just come see us at 6023 Turn Creek Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, for the fastest possible response, just go to moneypit.com/ask, click the blue microphone button, and you can record your question right there.
James in Texas is on the line and having some issues with a window. What's going on?
Well, I have a 1928 brick veneer home in Texas. It's on the Register of Historic Properties in Texas. So the exterior of the house is dedicated to the public. I have problems with condensation on the interior window pane. It's a single pane, and I'm looking for some kind of an option to reduce the condensation and not alter the window casing.
Okay, so you have single pane windows, is that what you're saying?
Correct. Yes.
And you have condensation inside those windows because they're not very efficient, so there's no insulation in the windows at all.
Correct. So when we have a change in temperature, that's when the condensation occurs.
Of course, yeah. Because if it gets cold outside and you have warm, moist air inside, it strikes the windows and condenses. And that's why you get the condensation. So the only way to change that scenario is to either insulate the window, which you don't want to do, or to potentially reduce the amount of condensation and humidity inside your house. What kind of heating system do you have? Is it forced hot air?
It's a central air and heat.
Okay. So you could consider installing what's called a whole house dehumidifier. This is an appliance that's installed into that duct run. And when it's activated, it actually takes out quite a bit of humidity and moisture out of the air. Some of the ones that I've seen can take out like 50, 60 pints of water a day. So a lot of water can come out of that. And it's not inexpensive, but it is a solution. Other things that you could do would be to take some steps to try to reduce the amount of moisture that forms in the house by improving the grading and the drainage at the foundation perimeter, because as water sits around the house, it soaks into the foundation, and that ends up converting to water vapor and adds the humidity inside the house. And, of course, making sure you're always using exhaust fans in the bathrooms and exhaust fans in the kitchen that actually vent outside. So that's really, it really comes down to that. You got to reduce humidity, or you have to increase the insulation.
Okay. I appreciate your help.
Well, October is Fire Safety Month. It's the perfect time to make sure your family is safe from fire, which actually causes 3,000 deaths every year. Now, fire safety is not as simple as just changing out your smoke detector batteries. And I can tell you, as a former home inspector who's been through thousands of homes, there are lots of obvious and some not so obvious sources of house fires that you might be missing.
All right, first, let's talk about your heating equipment. It keeps your house and your family warm, but it can be the source of fires from a variety of causes. So you want to make sure to service the furnace, the water heater, the boiler, keep everything safe. Gas, oil, or propane-burning appliances get especially dirty, and they do have to be professionally cleaned every year.
Now, the same goes for your fireplace chimney. Combustion deposits can build up, and they can cause serious chimney fires. So have your chimney cleaned and inspected by a certified chimney sweep before the season gets underway. And when you use your fireplace, always burn hardwood logs. Softwoods like pine or cedar can clog your chimney, and steer clear of burning paper or branches, which can release embers that could ignite your roof.
All right, now portable heaters, they are very popular for keeping rooms warm, but they themselves pose serious fire risks. Before you use a heater, you want to read and study the manufacturer's instructions. You want to be very careful not to place the heater where it can be knocked over, and you want to keep it away from clothing, paper, furniture, draperies, all of that. Keep it away from any combustibles. Super important.
Now, finally, when you're putting more fuel in those heaters, make sure you let them cool down completely and never, ever mix or substitute fuels like gas and kerosene. Big mistake. Portable heaters designed for a single fuel, and if you mix it up with something else, it can cause a major fire or even an explosion. Now, if you want more tips on how to stay safe with the heating systems in your house, just go to moneypit.com. That's moneypit.com.
Thank you so much for joining us this episode of The Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Find skilled local pros easily with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, this is the busiest time of year for one kind of contractor due to one simple problem. Want to guess who and why? We're going to tell you after this.
You live in a money pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you got some home improvement questions and you just don't know where to turn for answers? Well, you turn to us, of course. We can help you save money, save time, and avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream home.
And you can follow The Money Pit Podcast for free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you download your podcasts.
Allison in Illinois is on the line, has a question about some gutters. What's going on at your money pit?
Hi. So we just bought our first home, and it's in the city, so it's very close to the house next to us. They're small lots, and so we're probably 5 feet from our neighbors on the south side, and we're hoping to finish our basement, so we're looking into waterproofing that, but we also just have this enormous puddle that happens every time it rains in between the two houses.
Okay.
Which is not in use. But anyway, so giant puddle. I don't actually know if French drain is okay in Chicago. But yeah, just wondering what we can do about that. It's pretty unlevel ground.
So first of all, you mentioned that you're planning to waterproof your basement. If you do this right, you probably won't have to do any further waterproofing of your basement, because when your basements get damp and wet as a result of rainfall and puddles forming around the foundation, that is the source of the leak. So if we can control that, we know that the basement will stay dry. Now, when you have two houses that are close together and there's no place for the water to run, you need to try to do everything you can to kind of manage it. Now, did the roofs on these houses both sort of dump into the space between it? Do they have gutters that are working? What kind of water management is there now?
Sure, yeah. Our gutters do work. We have a lot of trees, so we have to clean them out frequently, but we've done that already. Our neighbor's does not. His gutter goes into the ground, and it's, you can see there's a little hole in the side of one of them, and it's just packed with dirt and leaves.
Okay. Yeah, so that's going to be a problem because your neighbor's going to dump a lot of water in your way. Can you chat with your neighbor about fixing this?
Or diverting it?
I don't even know how you clear out a gutter like that that goes into the ground.
Well, what you do is you basically, it's kind of like Roto-Rooter. You know, you hire a drain cleaner.
Okay.
And essentially what has to happen here is you got to manage this water any way you can. So I would tell you this. I would put oversized gutters on both houses. So instead of a 4-inch gutter, I would put a 6-inch because they clog a lot less frequently. I would try to have the downspouts discharge to the lowest part of the property, and I would extend the downspout so that the water does not collect around the foundation, either overgrade or underground. You extend them and get them out. If I was still collecting water in the space between the two homes, what I would do is I would put a French drain, and basically that's a trench that's roughly 12 to 18 inches square. And then you put some stone in the bottom of it, you lay a perforated pipe in the stone, and then you put more dirt and stone around it. And essentially what happens is that the water collects in that area, it goes into the pipe, and it runs out. There's a type of French drain that's actually pre-made these days where you don't have to do the whole stone thing. And then you'll find that at home centers where it looks like a plastic perforated pipe, but it's wrapped in a cloth that has what looks like packing peanuts in between the cloth and the pipe itself, and that's sort of the aggregate, and that can go in one piece. But however you do this, you've got to put that drain in. It's got a pitch, so at least about a quarter inch a foot, so that the water that's collecting there can go somewhere. And that's the key. You got to find out where that somewhere is. You know, if it's the backyard, great. If it's the front yard, you might be able to drop it into the street if the town lets you do that. But you got to manage that water. If you don't manage the water, it's going to have no place to go but down. Saturate those foundation walls, and it will show up as a leak in both basements potentially. But you can fix this, you know, if you manage the water. If you search on our website, at moneypit.com about leaky basements, you'll find, if you look at how to solve a leaky basement and stop a basement that floods, you'll find some really good posts that we've done over the years on it. Some of the basement content on the site is some of the most popular that we have. They'll actually walk you through this step by step and just show you all the ways that that this causes the floods. Okay?
Okay, great. And there's room for that in between the two houses with, like, the 5 feet.
Oh, that's plenty of room for it. Done it with less.
Okay.
All right? Okay, Allison, good luck with that project.
Thank you.
Well, Halloween is the busiest time of the year for one trade in particular, and you might be surprised to know which one. It's plumbers. Yep. Halloween kicks off the season. That money starts rolling in for those guys, mainly because of what people are putting in their garbage disposals in the fall.
Yep, and with all the celebrating and cooking going on, lots of stuff being shoved down there can really clog up the works. For example, one of the most common is pumpkin guts. They're gooey, they're fibrous, they're full of seeds, and guess what? They're going to clog a garbage disposal faster than you can say boo. Now, the same goes for your toilet. If you think, I'll flush them, that seems like a good answer. No. This is true with any stringy or fibrous vegetable. Think about things like celery, potato peels, and here's a weird one, shrimp shells. These can all wreak havoc on the disposal and the toilet, so don't do either.
Now, it might seem obvious to you, but plumbers also get a lot of calls after someone dumps grease or oil or fat down the drain. Just because it goes down the drain doesn't mean it gets much farther than that, so just don't do it.
So if you don't want to pay for your plumber's kids to go to college, which is what you're going to pay during the holiday season or on a weekend, you can start composting all of those leftover veggies and then dump that grease in the garbage.
Good point. If you've got questions about keeping the plumbing clear in your house, reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
All right, now we're headed to Florida where we've got Richard on the line who's got a question about a thief. What's going on?
Yes, I'd like to put a hole in the foundation of the house to put a safe in. How do I break up the foundation? It's very hard.
Yeah, but for good reason, too. So when you say foundation, you mean the outside wall or are you talking about like a concrete floor?
A concrete floor.
Okay. And you're in Florida, so this is a slab house?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know if there is any plumbing running through that floor? Because I would imagine certainly the bathroom pipes, the kitchen pipes, all that kind of stuff is running through that floor, and there certainly is a risk that you could break something if you happen to do this in the wrong location.
Well, not that I know of. This is a closet.
A closet, okay. Well, what we're concerned is it's along an outside wall?
No, it's behind the door.
So it's sort of towards the middle of the slab is what I'm asking about. It doesn't matter what room it is. I'm trying to figure out what the risks are of you running into some plumbing in that slab, for example.
I don't think there's any plumbing. What I was told is there might be some rebar or some metal screening.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
I'm worried about electrical wiring. I don't think there's anything in that area.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. We really don't know. I mean, the answer to your question is that you use a concrete saw to get into that. Concrete saw and a lot of backbreaking labor. But, you know, while it might seem like a good idea, it's not necessarily the only way for you to secure a safe. You know, you could bolt it to the concrete.
Well, I could do that, right, but I just thought the other way would be a better option. But
yeah,
if it's too hard to do, I won't tackle it.
It's a big, big job, and it does have some risks associated with it, Richard, because we just don't know what's under there. So I think if it was me, I would opt for bolting this thing into the floor. And I know they have a lot of kits for you to do that, and the bolts basically are inside the safe, so it's not like anybody can, like, reach the top and unscrew it.
Right. I was supposed to do this when I built the house. I understand that.
Yeah. And by the way, when you look into this, there's a product called a security bolt, which is virtually impossible to break.
I see.
So you want to use those kinds of bolts.
Okay. Thank you very much, Yeho.
Good luck with that project.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to connect you with the skilled pros you need for all your home projects.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, repair to remodel. Download the Angie app today.
Well, some people with old homes see sloping floors as a problem, but we see them as charm. Find out why it pays not to fix a floor that's lost its level when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Are you ready for some scare fun? Well, then come join Reading Rotary Haunted House as a monolith on October 19th through the 22nd and October 26th through the 29th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. Sponsored by Wind River, SPI, and Bud Light. There's going to be food trucks and beer trucks and lots of fun scares to be had. Tickets are available at the door or online at readinghauntedhouse.org. If you'd like to also scare others, sign up at readinghauntedhouse.org. Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Again, because if you do, you might end up with more problems than you really counted on.
All right, now we've got one from Robert, who writes that he has a dual shower head where one has a mount that sticks to the shower walls. I can't get it to stay. I've tried several glues. I've let them dry, and they fall off right away. Is there any good glue out there that I can buy?
You know, I had this exact problem, Leslie, with my mom's house down in Florida. She had one of those aftermarket shower extenders where you had, you know, the shower that was up in the normal position, then you had the wand, then you had another head that was down low. And the bottom of that sort of bracket was adhered by like a double stick tape, I'll call it, to the wall, and it would never stay. So my solution was to pick up from an auto body supplier some tape. It's called mounting or attachment tape. It's what you use to attach like molding to the outside of a car. So it's completely weatherproof. It's two-sided, and it's designed to stand up to water, to stand up to sun, to stand up to salt and ice and all that kind of stuff. Now, 3M makes a regular and a super strength version. And because this is a shower wall, I would be really careful, Robert, to make sure I clean it very thoroughly. Wipe that surface down with alcohol to make sure you got no soap scum or anything else that's going to interrupt that seal. Now, what I would do is it's two-sided tape. You peel off the both sides to release the adhesive, but peel off the side that you're going to attach to the shower bracket itself. Get that exactly where you want. You can trim it to fit, and then you can peel off the other pieces and attach it to the wall. And I just pushed it in there really, really well, and last I checked, it was still there. So I think the key is to use the auto body mounting tape and not anything else, because anything else just not strong enough to make that work.
All right, that is a good tip. Hopefully that works out for you, Robert, because nothing is worse than trying and not getting that project to completion. So get in there and get an awesome shower.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful fall, almost Halloween weekend. We hope that your house is decorated and cheery for the holidays ahead. If you've got questions about projects you'd like to get done this time of year as we slide quickly into winter, reach out to us 24/7 at moneypit.com/ask. Till then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Just a trickle of desperately needed aid being led into Palestinian territory in southern Israel after the border between Egypt and Gaza was opened today. First aid allowed since Hamas pulled off its brutal attack 2 weeks ago. Only 20 trucks allowed in, and that's what aid workers say, not enough. The fallout from the Israeli-Hamas war is spilling into the workplace. Company leaders and workers sometimes weighing in with their views and getting criticized for speaking out.
Islamic rights advocates say much of the corporate response has minimized the suffering in Gaza. Jewish groups have criticized tepid responses or slow reactions to the Hamas attack in Israel. Angela Berg, founder of workplace consultancy firm Parallax, says given how diverse America is, leaders need to be sensitive when making statements.
There was a moment where there wasn't full inclusion when those leaders didn't think about other employees and what their experience was.
The CEO of a prominent tech conference is facing boycotts after he publicly suggested Israel was committing war crimes. Company bosses have vowed never to hire members of a university student groups that condemned Israel. I'm Julie Walker.
Hurricane Norma heading for the resorts of Los Cabos on the southern tip of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. Meanwhile, Tammy is on the East Coast. National Hurricane Center senior specialist John Cangelosi says Tammy could bring heavy rain and flooding to the Lesser Antilles.
It's closest to the island of Guadalupe. This is all across the Eastern Caribbean. Maximum winds are near 85 miles an hour, so it's a Category 1 hurricane. And the path of the storm should be turning generally to the north, so this is not a concern for the United States. Should pass to the east of Puerto Rico as well and the U.S. Virgin Islands. They could get some rain there, but they should be east of the main impact.
This is townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
This story has lawsuit written all over it.
A homeowner wondering what to do next after a company demolished her home in Atlanta. Susan Hodgson says she found a pile of rubble where her longtime family property had stood when she returned from vacation. She says a person in charge admitted he was at the wrong address. In the meantime, the wrecking company says it is investigating and working to, quote, resolve the matter. Jason Walker reporting.
The SAG-AFTRA strike marking its 100th day today. While writers are back at work after ending their strike, no end in sight for the actors. Talks ended October 11th when studios walked away from the negotiating table, saying the two sides were too far apart to go on. The prolonged strike's already starting to affect the upcoming award season and Christmas show production. More at townhall.com. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif returning home on a special flight from Dubai today, his return ending 4 years of self-imposed exile in London. For the latest, here's the BBC's Caroline Davies.
With elections scheduled for January, Mr. Sharif is returning from the UK. However, he faces significant hurdles, including overcoming several prison sentences and a lifetime disqualification from standing for office. This week, he received temporary bail, making it unlikely he'll be arrested upon his arrival. Most analysts believe it's highly unlikely that he would return without some agreement with Pakistan's politically powerful military, the same institution he was viewed to have fallen out with when he was imprisoned.
Ukrainian officials say at least two civilians killed, others wounded in the past 24 hours, as Russian forces continued to shell areas across the country. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Money Pit is presented by DAP Spray Texture and Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on if it's the Halloween decor? We understand, because that's coming up in my house about a week. And it's time to get everything out from storage and get it ready to be decorated from the outside and get ready for all those kiddies to come and with their demands for candy, or they'll leave you with a trick. We don't want that to happen. So we got lots of treats around. And if you've got a treat in the way of a home improvement project that you'd like to get done, or a decor project, or a repair, or remodel, we would love to help you do just that. You can reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Or you can go to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, icicles. They can look very pretty hanging from the edge of your roof, but they might signal ice dams with a potential for serious roof leaks. With winter on the way, that could very easily happen, so we've got tips on how to make sure it doesn't happen to you.
And textured walls and ceilings have been popular for decades, but if you've ever had to make a repair to those textured surfaces, you know that it is messy and time-consuming and just not really a fun part of your project. Well, now there's a way to do this that's super simple. We're going to share that DIY tip just ahead.
And if you're getting ready for your first major remodel, congratulations, and we are sure you want everything to go perfectly, but unfortunately, home improvement and perfect are two words that you don't often hear in the same sentence. So we're going to share tips on how to avoid the hidden surprises that come with that territory.
But most importantly, we want to help you create your best home ever. So whether you're doing the job yourself or you're hiring a pro, we are ready to help you get that job done right the first time. Give us a call. Let us know how we can lend a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Sandy in Texas on the line who's got a question about texturing drywall. Tell us about your project.
I stripped the wallpaper in our kitchen, and so it's down to sheetrock, and we'd like to put texture in it, but I'd like to do it as simply as possible. So I've heard that you can put texture into paint, and I'd like some more information about that or what you recommend.
That is possible, right, Leslie, to use an additive in paint, but frankly, we usually get the opposite question. Most people call us wanting to take the texture away. So I would say, Sandy, are you really sure you want to do this? Because once it gets on there, it's hard to make it go away.
Right, yes. I mean, our other walls have some texture. I mean, and it's not a heavy texture. It's just a little bit to make it just not the flat sheetrock.
And it's a texture in the paint, or it's an actual texture within the drywall itself, almost like a stippling?
Well, I'd rather not go that route, is the stippling or spackling. I'd like to add some texture to the paint just to give the wall something other than the smooth drywall.
Well, there's a couple of different techniques that you can use. First, there's something called a linen technique. That's done with almost like a wallpaper brush, sort of a very short, stiff bristle that's, you know, maybe 12 inches to 18 inches wide, and you put the paint on, and then you sort of drag that brush through, and that gives you a linear texture to it, and that can kind of look like wallpaper, and you can do it with one color or do a base color and then let that dry and then put a thinner coat on top and then drag that line through. You could do something that's almost called a Venetian plaster, but that involves, you know, sort of marbling the texture on and burnishing it and rubbing it, and it really is a heavier coat of paint and plaster, but that gives a really interesting sort of cloudy textural look that sometimes has a high shine to it. There's a suede texture. I think Ralph Lauren is one of the paints that makes that. And that has, it really does look like suede. It has that sort of like rubbed, softer, matte-looking texture to it. There's a sanded finish where there's actual sand in the paint. Sometimes that can feel a little rough, almost like a sandpaper, but that gives a nice texture too. They all have different application techniques, so if I were looking at a paint that has a specific texture in a home center, I'd make sure that I really read those directions and looked at what that manufacturer was recommending for the application process and get those correct tools and do the proper prep work for it. Because some of those textures are, you know, kind of labor-intensive for a DIYer, and you want to make sure you get it right.
Absolutely. Okay, well, I will look into the things you've suggested here and make a decision then.
I hope that helps you out.
It does. Thank you so much.
John in Arizona needs some help venting a water heater. Tell us what you're working on.
I'm going to install a tankless hot water heater, and I'm curious, a gas tankless hot water heater, curious if there's any simple way to vent it on the interior wall of the house.
Well, you obviously have to get that exhaust out. So that means you're going to probably have to go up if we're on the interior wall of the house. You can't downdraft something like that. So you need to be on a space where you can get that vent pipe up through the interior wall, up to the attic, and out through the roof. Now, depending on the efficiency, that may not have to be a metal vent pipe. It could potentially be a plastic vent pipe. But that's going to depend on the efficiency of the water heater and whether or not it's a condensing version, which basically takes as much heat out of that, out of those gases, so all that's left is basically water vapor, and then that can vent out of a plastic pipe. But you do have to have it vented. The other thing that you could do is you can direct vent those. So you could go out, say, through a sidewall. Many times I've seen those, you know, mounted on an exterior wall, and they basically turn right through the wall and go right out. Now, there are rules about how close that vent termination needs to be, or more accurately, how far away that vent termination needs to be from a window, but you can direct vent those as well.
Right. From the top of your head, do you know the smallest diameter I could get away with on venting it?
No, I don't know the specification precisely, but I would guess it's around 3 inches. I've seen these come through roofs many times. It's usually around a 3-inch vent pipe.
Right. Okay, well, that answers my question. Thank you.
All right, John. Well, good luck with that project. I think you're going to enjoy a lot of efficiencies with the tankless water heater, in addition to the fact that you'll never run out of hot water.
All right, now we've got Sue on the line who's got some green stuff growing on the roof. What's going on?
What size copper flashing to put on the roof to prevent mold buildup?
Hey, Sue. So here's some tips to get rid of that green stuff. By the way, it's probably not mold. It's more likely moss that's growing up there. And the more sunlight you get on your roof, the lesser the chance that that's going to be able to take hold. So sunlight is definitely the best aldicide to get rid of moss and anything else that's like it. You mentioned the copper flashing. That is a trick of the trade that we have used from time to time and talked about on this show. And basically it works like this. You take a piece of copper flashing and you add it to the very top ridge of the roof. So obviously maybe not you, but a roofer that can go on up there and do that. And the copper flashing will catch the rainwater, and then it will release some of its metal as it washes down the roof, as it trickles down the roof, and that will wash and act as a mildicide and also help keep that roof clean. You would need probably a 8-inch wide strip of copper on both sides at the peak of the roof for this to work. You often will see the effect of this, by the way, if you look at chimneys that have copper flashing that have like clean streaks underneath them. That's because that roof's getting clean by that copper flashing, and we can extend it to the entire roof if we add it across the entire peak.
Thanks so much for joining us this episode of The Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Tackling home projects is easy when you just Angie that. Get the app today.
And just ahead, icicles on trees are pretty. Icicles on your roof, well, they might signal ice dams with the potential for serious leaks. I'll tell you how to avoid that when The Money Pit returns. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Whatever you are working on, guys, at your Money Pit, if you can dream it, you can build it. and we can help. Be sure to join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. You can grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Heading to Bismarck, North Dakota, where it just sounds cold saying that. Welcome to the Money Pit, Alan. How can we help you?
I've got a pretty good lawn, but it needs some reseeding. Okay. And I was told that if you reseed just before the snow falls, it will set in there during the winter, and then when the spring comes, it'll automatically start to grow and come up without doing a whole lot of other work to it. Is that true?
Yeah, pretty much, but not like right before the snow comes. Like the fall is a good season to do that, but early to mid-fall would be the right time. And so the reason you're doing that is because you're giving the lawn more time to grow deep roots so that by the time next summer comes around, it doesn't get dried out because the roots are shallow. So fall's the right time to be seeding a lawn, definitely. So I would rake the lawn and add some new seed to it any time now. September, October are great months to do this, but I would not wait until like when the winter is like on the way because it's just not going to grow. You want to give it a couple of months to really take root before that winter hits, and then it will continue in the early spring, and it will be in good shape by the time the summer comes around.
Okay, so now's a good time. And I have a few weeds that I'm not sure really what they are, but I've used a little 2,4-D, and that's taken them out, and so they're crispy. Do I need to rake those up and do anything, or can I just seed right over them?
If you've just got a few weeds and you pull them out, I wouldn't worry about it. I'd seed right over it right now, and then next spring you could use a pre-emergent to stop those weeds from coming through.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. I thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it. I love your show.
Great. Thanks for calling us, and good luck with that project.
We've got Margaret on the line who wants to talk about lead in a bathroom. Tell us about it.
My house was built in 1948. It has an old metal tub and ceramic tiles, but the ceramic tiles have been tested and confirmed to have lead. I was advised that if I ever want to remove them, I should be sure that the contractor who does that is trained and certified on safe removal of tiles containing lead. But when I've asked some local contractors about that, they kind of shrug and don't seem to understand that anything different would be required. Can you suggest some questions for me to ask contractors to help determine if they truly do know and understand how to deal with tiles containing lead and safe removal?
Hey, Margaret, you know, we generally don't hear too much about lead paint in baths or in their case in ceramic tiles. The glazing, I know, of some of those older tiles can contain lead. More often we'll hear about lead paint in a house of that age. But to your question about how to find a contractor, you need somebody that is EPA certified in lead paint renovation or lead paint removal. That's the type of professional that you would need to hire. And if the contractors you're talking to just kind of shrug their shoulders when you say that, then obviously they're not the right firms. Now, I will say that the risk of lead paint exposure from a tile is probably a lot less than from the paint, just because it's harder for it to be released. But another option to consider, which some folks are doing, is that they are recoating the tile with an epoxy finish. Now, you could use a product like Ecopel, which is an epoxy tub resurfacer that I recently used and was very pleased with, that can coat the tub surface, even coat the tile surface, and give you a really durable surface that will prevent any lead exposure to the surface of the tile. But it all comes down to the risk happening when it's time to remove those tiles. That's when it can get into the air, and that's when you have to basically be set up right to contain that dust and get all that material out and away from the house without exposure to anyone in the area and certainly anyone in the house. So I hope that gives you some direction, some options to follow, and good luck with that project.
Well, in just a couple of months, it's going to be winter, you guys. And while snow on your roof and those pretty icicles on the eaves certainly look lovely and wintry and very festive, both could actually mean that you have a problem. Heavy snowfalls followed by those warmer days that often allow ice to dam up along your roof edge where it's going to block melting snow, and that can lead to some serious leaks inside your home.
Yeah, that's right. And it's much more common in warmer attics because those attics are not properly ventilated. So to prevent this, you need to make sure that your attic does have adequate ventilation, with good soffit and ridge ventilation being particularly important. And if you plan to replace your roof, be sure you have a contractor install ice and water shield. Now, that's a product that can be installed under the roof edge, and it goes up under, say, about the first 3 feet of roof from the edge on up, and it basically provides an extra layer of protection against those ice dams because that's where they form. And if one did try to form and tried to back up right there, it can get under the roof shingles, but it can't get past the ice and water shield, and that will stop it and keep your insides dry.
Now, here's an interesting point. If you live in a southern climate, ice and water shield underlayment can actually protect your home from leaks from heavy wind-driven rain, you know, the type that you might get with a hurricane. In that installation, it would cover the entire roof, and then you go and install the shingles right on top of it.
Yeah, the idea is that when the shingles get blown off in a strong storm, that ice and water shield basically is still attached because it's very sticky in a way. It adheres right to the plywood sheathing, and therefore it's going to protect your home until you can get back to fixing it. And that's just one of the many tricks of the trade that we try to share with you every week here on The Money Pit. So if you've got a question about a problem or an issue with your home, reach out to us right now at moneypit.com/ask.
Mike in Michigan's online with a question about installing a whole house fan. What's going on there, Mike? What's your situation?
I've got a brand picked out. It's the Tamarack, I think, that you guys I've seen on This Old House videos. And my question is the location. It needs to be installed at a central location at the highest point. For that, for us, that's a great room. It gets warmest. It includes a kitchen. It's got vaulted ceilings. But that portion is at an angle of the roof, and I'm wondering if it's not recommended. I don't have the unit, but I'm wondering if it can be installed on an angle, or if installing something like that on a kitchen in a kitchen is a poor idea. Another variable is that next year we'll be doing a kitchen remodel. We don't have a range hood; we just have the microwave version of that, and if I should instead get a proper range hood that exhausts out of the house and then find a different location for the whole house fan, what is it that you guys suggest?
All right, let's break this up into pieces here. So first of all, your question is, where does the whole house fan go? It can't go on a cathedral ceiling, which is what you're describing to us. It has to go on a flat ceiling where there's an attic space above, because in that attic space you have to have exhaust venting. Basically, it pulls the air from your house up into the attic space. Usually it goes out through some very large gable vents down the end of the building, because you can't too terribly pressurize that attic space. So it's not going to work in the great room that you've described. I thought maybe you were going to tell me that you had a little bit of an attic above that, but it sounds like you have no attic. So it's really not designed for that particular type of installation, because you have to get plenty of exhaust ventilation in that space or it's not going to work. Now, you do bring up a good point with what's the effect of this whole house fan on a kitchen and other ventilation systems. If you're not careful, you can depressurize the whole house, and that can certainly take not only the kitchen smoke and stuff, take it out through the fans, but I've seen it depressurize a house so much that it reverses the draft on the heating system, which is, of course, really bad because now you're pulling your combustion gases into the house. So it's the kind of thing that you really need to approach carefully, maybe get some expert help to make sure you're not overdoing it and finding the right place for that. But typically, you're going to put that in a second floor hallway, or if it's in a ranch, somewhere near the bedrooms. And the way you use that, of course, is you've got to have some windows or doors open in different parts of the house when that fan kicks on, so that you're pulling a breeze through. Otherwise, you'll just depressurize the house, and that could lead to all sorts of issues.
Yeah, that's fantastically helpful. But so you would not recommend putting it in that area, even if I was to open a window. You say don't put it in the cathedral ceiling portion of the home.
Depends on how big that attic is. If I had a really small attic that was just barely big enough to fit that fan, I probably wouldn't do it.
Excellent. All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks so much, sir.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is The Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, Angie does the heavy lifting for you. Just answer a few questions to book instantly or connect with local pros. Download the Angie app today. Just ahead, textured walls and ceilings have been popular for decades. I mean, seriously, they've been around for forever. But if you have ever had to repair a textured surface, You know that it's messy and it's time consuming and it's just not the fun part of that project. Well, there's a way to do that that's super simple now, and we're going to tell you how next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, I'm Tim Scarborough, host of Shasta Outdoors. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, we bring to you each week guest news and information about the great outdoors. There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, kayaking, fishing, horseback riding, hunting, and the list goes on of things we get to enjoy in Northern California. Shasta Outdoors, Friday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, textured walls and ceilings have been popular for decades, and while we don't see this as much in new construction these days, there are still millions and millions of homes built in the last 20 or 30 years where popcorn and other textured surfaces were used. But if you've ever had to modify or repair a textured surface, you may have found that it's often a messy and very time-consuming part of the project. Well, DAP now has a new product that offers a simple solution. It's called the 2-in-1 Wall and Ceiling Spray Texture, and it's available for orange peel, knockdown, and popcorn textures. To learn more, we welcome DAP's Senior Product Manager for the new line, Raquel Beckett. Welcome, Raquel.
Hi, Tom and Leslie. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here with you today.
I tell you, for somebody that has done a fair number of wall or ceiling repairs when textures were involved, it really is difficult to come up with a surface that matches what you had in the past. And, you know, I think folks don't realize it, but if you get like a leak, say a roof leak, and you have a textured, say, popcorn ceiling, or if maybe you have to replace an electrical outlet or do some modifications, and now you have to do a patch, and the wall was textured, you need to figure out how to restore that surface. And it's never been an easy situation, but you guys now have basically put these textures in a spray can, making it a real simple process. So tell us how this all works.
Yeah, absolutely. Texture is supposed to help actually with the wall imperfections. So it's really disappointing, to your point, when you have a repair and then you have to really go through a whole arduous process of try to figure out how to match the texture on your wall. We have come up with a new product now that has a new inner workings with a flexible tubing that basically it's a patented system that allows for spray out consistent with no pressure loss and a wide even spray. And that's going to make the repair so much easier for homeowners, not frustrating. They're not going to be battling the product, trying to get something out of the can and spraying randomly in random places. So we feel that we've taken some of the pain points out of the homeowner and addressed them with this particular product.
Now, Raquel, I know you guys have sort of created a new technology when it comes to how you actually spray and use the can because, I mean, let's face it, a lot of times we're doing this project on the ceiling and you're holding the can in a weird way or you're kind of upside down and it's not spraying because it's upside down, but you guys have totally gotten rid of that problem. So how does that work?
That's correct. It's basically, it's this patented tubing that we have put inside the can that allows you for that nozzle to rotate a 60-degree angle. So you are not fighting gravity when you're trying to expel the product out of the can. And again, with that texture nozzle that allows you to pretty much be able to target overhead and hard-to-reach areas.
Now, I think the new Simple Texture comes in like three different options, popcorn, knockdown, and orange peel. Now, everybody knows what a popcorn ceiling looks like, what that texture is. But can you kind of explain what orange peel and knockdown is? Because I kind of thought they were the same.
Absolutely. So orange peel is a texture. It looks like the basically like the peel of an orange. So another way to describe it is chicken bumps. So it's just, you know, little dots depending on the size of the texture that you get, fine, medium, or heavy, you're going to have little dots or larger dots. And that is a pretty common texture that is used for, again, hiding imperfections on the wall. Then you get into knockdown. Knockdown is a texture. It's a texture that requires a secondary process. So you're basically going to be spraying onto the wall. And then what you're going to do is you're going to take a putty knife and you're going to go parallel to the wall and basically knock down the texture, which is going to leave you with a much finer texture compared to an orange peel. So an orange peel is going to be very noticeable on your walls. A knockdown is not going to be as noticeable on your walls. But both of them are pretty nice textures to create accent walls or to hide imperfections.
And you could use this product for both. You could use it for new construction. Let's say if you're building, I don't know, an alcove or some place like that where you want to use texture as a feature. It's available in a can, so it's super easy to access. You don't need a lot of equipment here. It's basically just a type of spray can that's been modified to handle the textured products, which are thicker and a lot more complicated than moving straight spray paint through a can, right?
Yes. Yes, we're definitely taking some of those pain points from the user. In the past, you could use that using, you know, different vehicles. You could use a dry mix. You could use what is called a compressor and a hopper gun to try to achieve those textures. But it is a very arduous process from a setup perspective as well from a cleanup perspective. So what this particular product allows you to do is quickly get a repair in and out or, to your point, you know, a room, and be done with it, not a lot of setup at all, and basically no cleanup.
What's the drying time on this? Is it something that you have to kind of do the night before and come back the next morning, or is it quicker?
No, the drying time is pretty fast. For the water-based formulations, which is going to be pretty much orange peel, knockdown, and popcorn, it's going to be 30 minutes. And we do have an oil-based formulation for the orange peel that dries in 5 minutes.
The product is called the 2-in-1 Wall and Spray Ceiling Texture. It's made by DAP. You can learn more at DAP.com, DAP.com. Rachel Beckett, Senior Product Manager, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you so much, Tom and Leslie. I really appreciate it.
Coming up, if you're getting ready for your first major remodel, hidden surprises, well, they are par for the course. But while you can't control everything, planning definitely gets you as close to perfect as possible. We've got some tips on how to avoid some of the most common remodeling mistakes when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your marble dream kit today at DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today.
Hey guys, what are you working on? You have some home improvement questions, but you're just stuck and you need some help and you don't know who to ask? Well, you ask us, of course. We can help you save money, save time, and avoid home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house.
Follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
All right, heading south to Florida where Dorothy is on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, I have engineered flooring, and I want to redo it. It's worn in spots, and nobody seems to be able to tell me what to do with it, how to refinish it.
So engineered flooring, Dorothy, is not a product that's designed to be refinished. It's not like hardwood floor where you can sand it because it doesn't have as thick of a surface. Engineered flooring is made up of layers. It's more like plywood where you have different types of wood that are glued together, and it gives you dimensional stability, and it's good for damp locations, but it's not necessarily designed to be refinished. So this may be a case where you need to remove and replace rather than refinish it.
Okay.
Now, there are a lot of different types of flooring that are available today aside from the engineered hardwood floor. You might want to take a look at the engineered vinyl plank, which can look just like wood or many other materials, but it's completely 100% waterproof. And you may even be able to install this on top of the old floor and not have to worry about even taking it up and avoiding the expense and the hassles of having to do a tear out. Is this engineered hardwood on a cement slab?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so it's going to be hard to get up because it's probably glued down. That's how they usually do that. So you may want to look at the engineered vinyl plank. Take a look at Lumber Liquidators, or as they go now, their new name is LL Flooring, and look at all the beautiful engineered vinyl planks. I put down two of those floors, in one in a kitchen and one in a laundry room, and they really have worn very, very well, and they're not expensive either.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll check that out.
Good luck, Dorothy. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Thank you so much.
Well, if you're getting ready for your first major remodeling project, I'm sure you want everything to go perfectly, but unfortunately, hidden surprises, they are par for the course. But while you can't control everything, good planning definitely gets you as close to perfect as possible. We've got some tips on how to avoid some of the most common remodeling mistakes.
Now, top of the list is hiring the wrong general contractor. Having a pro handle the details and provide expertise is going to help your project go smoothly, and a good pro can often spot potential problems before the walls are opened up and prepare you for their impact. So choose carefully, get references from recent as well as customers the pro has worked for a year or two or more ago, and use services like Angie to see real reviews and get a sense as to how the work has gone for others and stood up over time.
Yeah, now here's another no-no, and that's getting estimates without specs. When you get your bid, it helps to have those specifics nailed down. Product names, model numbers, paint colors, design drawings, all of that. Otherwise, you have no idea what that general contractor is planning to include in his price. Plus, there's really no way to do an apples-to-apples comparison between those contractors when everybody's bidding on whatever.
Yeah, and lastly, don't change the plan. If you reconfigure the plan during your remodel, that's going to tap your budget and test the patience of your contractor. So take time before that job starts to get every detail nailed down. And as the saying goes, plan your work and then work the plan. Now, if you do have to make changes, make sure that you and your contractor sign a change order, which is a statement of what the change is and whether it's going to add or detract from the contract price and by how much. If you do that, you're going to avoid surprises when the job is done, and you will be totally satisfied without having any shocking extra costs when you're ready to celebrate the work that was completed.
Brian in Delaware is on the line looking for a water softening solution. Tell us what's going on.
I have hard water in my house. I need a conditioning system. I don't know a ton about them. I know there's a salt-based systems that have been around forever, and then you research some ionized-type systems. I'm not sure which one is the best route to go.
So if you've got hard water, that's really tough to live with because it is not good on your clothes. It doesn't feel good on your skin. It always feels like it came out of a saltwater bath when you take a shower.
And you can't get the soap off of yourself.
Right.
It's terrible.
Yeah, shampoo and soap, it doesn't suds up, right? So you're right. You are going to need a water softener. And there are two types generally, a salt-type water softener, which is traditional and it's been around for a long time and it works really, really well. Basically, the way a salt-based system works is it uses sodium to reduce the mineral concentrations, and in particular, it gets rid of the calcium and the magnesium that is what could damage your plumbing system or your boiler or your skin or your hair. It's also really bad when you have a tankless system because the tankless tubes are really, really small, and they can get caked up with the hard water. So salt-based systems are good. They're tried and true. There's a misconception that using a salt-based water softener adds sodium to your drinking water. It really doesn't. It's a chemistry thing. Just take my word for it. It doesn't do that. The other option, of course, is salt-free. What that really does is it crystallizes. It doesn't remove those minerals. It crystallizes them so that theoretically they won't be embedded into the water. The best way to think about it is, if you know when you have magnets and you try to touch the positive side against the positive side of another one, it bounces it away. That's kind of what it does. It charges the hard water particles and causes them to repel each other. So you don't have that persistent feeling of the hard water in the water. But in terms of the entire house, generally I would use those if I had maybe a smaller house. But if I had a whole home and I was dealing with this, I would definitely use a salt-based system. So I think that's the best solution.
Thanks for joining us this episode of The Money Pit. You can reach us at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Looking for the best price for your project? Well, Angie makes it easy to compare quotes from multiple pros or even book at an upfront price. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, are you ready to hibernate this winter in a finished basement? We're going to help Mirabelle make some smart choices for flooring that looks as good as it performs when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Shasta County Gun Owners, a chapter of the California Rifle and Pistol Association, is having a dinner and auction fundraiser Thursday, November 9th at 6 p.m. at the Anderson VFW. Great prizes including lots of firearms, food by Rockin' Pea Barbecue. Each dinner ticket gets you a chance to win a Sundance Spa package worth $10,000. Get tickets in writing at Jones Fort or Rejuvenate Pools and Spa. To donate or volunteer, call 962-5168. That's 962-5168.
Get ready for an adrenaline-packed showdown like no other at Wind River Resort and Casino as Primal Fighting Championships presents Fight Night. Saturday, November 11th, Fight Night will bring you the excitement of amateur, pro, and titled MMA fights. Tickets start at just $55 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. This action-packed night sells out fast. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic. A longtime favorite, created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
I've tried barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
Details.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Help yourself first by reaching out to us at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button for the fastest possible response.
Mirabelle reached out to Team Money Pit for suggestions on basement flooring. She says we're renovating the basement to provide space for a home office and wondered what option we might have for a floor. We really like hardwood, but we understand that's a no-no because it can swell. What are the best waterproof or damp-proof floor options?
Hey, that's a great question. And Leslie, I'd say there's a lot of options today, more so than ever before. I mean, it's not just, you know, paint or no paint. You can use, if she likes hardwood, she could use engineered hardwood, which is dimensionally stable. It's a floating floor, and it's not going to take a major flood, but it can be used in that space. But you don't have to. I mean, let's talk about luxury vinyl plank or the rigid vinyl plank. Those are two options that are inexpensive. Like we're talking, I don't know, $3, $4, $5 a square foot. And they're super, super durable. And best of all, they're 100% waterproof. But what do you think about the patterns and colors?
I mean, there's so many great looks and plank variations. So if you have a certain wood style plank in mind, there is going to be one that matches that. But also there are looks that sort of feel like a marbly pattern or just sort of like a blend of colors or washes. Like there's really some interesting options out there. So depending on that look of your basement space or how you're using the basement space, you can find something that works. There's also tile is a great option, and you can get tile that looks like a wood floor. And I think that's a great choice for the basement as well. I mean, think about it. You'd throw an area rug on a hardwood floor anyhow. So you're kind of achieving that same look. You can add a couple of area rugs. You know that those, you know, God forbid there's a flood, the area rug might not fare so well, but the flooring sure as heck is. And then you can have those rugs to just give you some warmth, some coziness, some additional color. So I would take a look at some of those options.
Yeah, and the tile, the ceramic tile that's like a wood plank tile is incredibly strong, super durable. And I think that's a great suggestion. So you got options. They're all at different budget levels, but they're all going to be waterproof. So Mirabelle, thanks so much for reaching out, and good luck with that project. Let us know how you do. Well, if you've ever thought wine cellars are just for a chosen few, they're not. More and more people are converting at-home spaces these days into functional and ambient storage for their reds and their whites and their bubblies and their blends. And Leslie has tips for doing just that in your space in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, any space in your home can be converted into a wine cellar, but an unfinished basement is best for a few reasons. First of all, to properly preserve wine, your storage space shouldn't be in the direct sunlight. You got to keep it dark. Now, unfinished basements also have built-in climate control. They keep cool, damp air in, and they keep that outside air out. The ideal temperature here for wine storage is 57 degrees Fahrenheit with 55 to 60% humidity, temperatures that are easy to achieve in most underground spaces. Next, you want to add storage for your collection. So consider wine rack systems made of mahogany, which thrives in cool, damp environments, and it's not going to warp. You might even want to incorporate a tasting area with a countertop or tables and chairs. And finally, you're going to need light to see your way around, but also to add that perfect wine cellar ambiance. And LED lighting is ideal because neither emits additional heat. And stylish recessed lights can help you shed light literally on your most prized vintages and labels. And best of all, you're going to have a great place to hang out with the ladies or the guys or whatever it is and have a beautiful wine party, which is great for the winter season.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, winter heating costs are also good at sending a chill down your spine, even when your house is warm. So we're going to share some tips for spending less on heat without giving up comfort on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.